News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two U.S. officials and a third person tell AP the U.S. and Iran are discussing a second round of in-person negotiations, and a diplomat from one of the mediating countries says Tehran and Washington have agreed to more talks. And President Trump said,
"We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal."
Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News Channel Special Report that some progress was made on nuclear issues, but he felt Iran's negotiators couldn't make a deal without approval from Tehran. Still, President Trump says the U.S. military has begun a blockade of Iranian ports, prompting Iran to threaten all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Talks are scheduled in Washington Tuesday between Israel and Lebanon, but a senior Hezbollah official says the militant group will not abide by any agreement that might be struck. Meanwhile, Saka Magani reports,
"It's become the undercard of the war itself, President v. Pontiff.
Pope Leo said things that are wrong."
The president's upset the first American-born pope is criticizing the war. Leo says he's simply following the gospel.
"Sorry to hear that, but I will continue what I believe is the mission of the church."
And he's not afraid of the administration. The president says he will not apologize. He's also defending posting a social media image of himself as a Christ-like healer.
"It's supposed to be me as a doctor."
The post has since been deleted. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And in Hungary, Peter Magyar has called on the country's president to convene parliament to quickly form a new government. Magyar's Kisa party won a supermajority in Sunday's election, allowing him to take over from Viktor Orban as prime minister. Magyar promises to transform Hungary's political culture, focusing on restoring ties with European allies and rooting out corruption. This is AP News. A death in the entertainment world.
Children's TV visionary Sid Kroft has died. He was 96. Kroft teamed with his brother Marty to create 1960s cult favorites like children's TV shows Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, Land of the Lost, and
HR Puffin Stuff. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puffin Stuff. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
HR Puffin Stuff aired for just 17 episodes in 1969, but it was a long-running favorite in reruns. The Crofts also produced Donnie and Marie Osmond's variety show. In 2009, Land of the Lost was made into a movie starring Will Ferrell.
It's like a cosmic lost and found.
A virtual Land of the Lost.
Marty Kroft died 3 years ago. Sid and Marty Kroft received a Daytime Emmy for Lifetime Achievement in 2018. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.